Yes, welcome along to the Manological Podcast. With December well and truly upon us, this season's Manologe Podcast only has a couple of episodes left before Christmas. So on this penultimate episode, we have some crackers for you. We have some information about the school's eco team, the most widely used websites and apps on the school devices, and an entertaining game of Would You Rather. Plus, we also have rundowns of popular games, most viewed YouTube videos, the fastest people ever, and some of the weirdest and rarest sharks. Our teacher interview this week is with Mrs. Reed, and we have our usual dose of music too. Starting us off this week, here's Harry telling us all about the Manologe School Eco Team.
Hello everybody, and today I'm going to talk about the Manologe Eco Team. The Eco Team share ideas about nature and how we could do it in school. They also make decisions relating to our eco at school. The Eco Team is so important because if we didn't have them, our school wouldn't be as eco-friendly. Led by Mr. Kitley, they encourage and remind us to save water, save energy, grow food, recycle and not use plastic. Our eco team are represented by eco reps in each class. In reception, for RPR we have Myro K, in RE we have Raffi C, in RP we have Zara S and in RA we have Oliver P. In year 1 we have in 1S Arabella F. In 1CS, we have Rishi S. And in 1R, we have Ryan S. In year 2, in 2R, we have Mikhail. In 2G, it is Dylan. In 2CS, it is Zach. And that is year 2. In year 3, in 3H, we have Jamie W. In 3R, we have Anya Z. In 3M, we have Charlotte B. In year 4, in 4O, it is Lara. In 4J, it is Ardit. And in 4C, it is Noah B. In year 5, in 5M, we have Millie. In 5E, we have RES. And in 5D, we have Gracie P. In year 6, in 6T, we have Gabriella R. In 6C, we have Minnie K. And in 6E, we have Ava. We hope they can carry on doing good things for eco here at Manologe School.
Quite right too, Harry. Next, Siddhartha has been looking into the most widely used websites and apps on the computing devices we have here at Manologe.
Hi, my name is Siddhartha and I am going to tell you the top 5 Manologe School apps. Google. Google is an app where you can do literally anything. 2. Scratch. Scratch is a website where you can code anything, and I mean anything. 3. PowerPoint. PowerPoint is an app and website where you can show anything. But if it is a website, you have to click on the link and it will go onto it. Or you have to highlight and copy and then paste it into a browser. Nessie. Nessie is a game where you learn how to spell in a fun way and in games. And then and after you've played a few games, you have to do a test. 5. Lightbot Hour. Lightbot Hour is a coding game where you have to take the robot to light up all the blue squares and try to get over the obstacles. And when you have done it, you go to the next level. I hope you enjoyed.
A number of apps there, very close to my heart indeed. Now, our Year 6s came up with a new idea for this week's podcast. Here's Obba, Louie and James with a game of Would You Rather.
Hiya folks, and today we're going to be testing how weird you are. Me, Obba, Louie and James are going to be asking you these Would You Rather questions and tally up how many you got not the most popular. And we'll see how weird you are. Let's go.
If you could watch only one show for the rest of your life, would you rather watch Sherlock Holmes or Doctor Who? Okay, Sherlock Holmes was won with 51%.
Would you rather be eaten by a lion or be eaten by ants? Most people seem to like the idea of being eaten by a lion best.
Would you rather do 10,000 jumping jacks without a break or do 2,000 sit-ups without a break? Most people would like to do 10,000 jumping jacks without a break. What about you?
If you were forced to eat in a certain way, would you rather eat soup for every meal only with your face or stab your tongue with a fork every time you ate? Okay, 78% went for eat soup with every meal with only your face.
I can understand that. It really hurts when you get stabbed in the tongue. Would you rather live in ancient Greece or ancient Rome? Most people think the Romans were a little too scary.
If you had to dress one way regularly, would you rather be well-dressed from the waist up with ridiculous pants and shoes, or be well-dressed from the waist down with ridiculous shirts and hats? Well, 57% of people would rather be well-dressed from the waist up with ridiculous pants and shoes.
Would you rather have a large painting of yourself or have a life-size sculpture of yourself? Most people went for have a life-size sculpture of yourself, and I see why.
Well, thank you for listening. That's us.
Thank you, boys. I think proof that we are all weird and wonderful in our own unique way. Anyway, moving on. Gaming is definitely a popular topic amongst our podcasters here, and Charlie and Kobe have looked into the most popular games in the world.
Hi, I'm Kobe.
And I'm Charlie. And here are the top 8 most popular games in the world. Number 1. Minecraft. Minecraft is a private game made completely out of blocks. You can break and place hundreds of blocks and items. There is one goal, to beat the final boss. This boss is called the Ender Dragon. There are many more bosses, but this is the main and most popular one.
Number 2. Fortnite. Fortnite is an online game where you have lots of different weapons all ranked in 4 groups. Common, Uncommon, Epic, Rare and Legendary. There are also cars in the game that you can drive. These cars have a durability, like the players have health. There is also a storm that you can die in, but there is a safe zone from the storm that shrinks every minute. The players have shield potions to save them from any health being taken away from damage.
Number 3. Fall Guys. Fall Guys is an online game where you can race other players on an obstacle course by either jumping or dividing. If you get first place, you get prizes that you can use items to buy skins or animations in the game's item shop.
Number 4. League of Legends. League of Legends is a team-based game where 2 teams of 5 players, powerful champions, play against each other to destroy the other's base. You can choose from over 140 champions to make epic plays, secure skills, and take down others' towers as you battle your way to victory.
Number 5. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is a battle royale game made by PUBG Studios. PUBG Studios' maps are exceptionally real. So real, in fact, that many of the locations are based on real-life places. The school point of interest on Erangel is inspired by a school in Chernobyl, Ukraine. The famous city of Pekinki within Erangel had its design copied from a real-life village by the name of Dionukia.
Number 6. Crossfire. Crossfire is a story of survival. Crossfire is an edge-of-your-seat, nail-biting thriller, yet so emotional, intimate and relatable, with the unsuspecting holidaymakers and hotel staff forced to make the monumental split-second life-or-death decisions. The consequences will linger long after the final shots are fired.
Number 7. Roblox. Roblox is a game filled with other players or other games that players made themselves using a code called Luna. Everyone can play these games, and these are lots of different types of them. There is a game currency called Robux, and you can change your avatar with them or just buy items with them.
Number 8. Lost Ark. Lost Ark is an action role-playing game developed by Tripod Studio and Smiglate. It was released in South Korea in December 2019 by Smiglate, in the EU, NA and SA regions in February 2022 by Amazon Games. Lost Ark costs around $85 million to develop. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Thank you, boys. A great rundown. Now, YouTube is another frequent topic, and this week, Casey and Anand are reporting on the most watched YouTube videos ever.
Hi, I'm Casey.
And I'm Anand. And today, we are talking about the top 5 most viewed videos.
Number 5 is the Bath Bath Song by Cocomelon Nursery Rhymes, which has 5.3 billion views.
Number 4 is The Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, which has a massive 5.7 billion views.
Number 3 is Johnny Johnny Yes Papa by Lulu Kids, which has 6.3 billion views.
Number 2 is Despacito by Luis Fonsi, which has a huge number of 8 billion views.
And finally, number 1 is Baby Shark Dance by Pink Funk, which has a whopping 10.6 billion views.
Thank you so much for listening to our part of the podcast.
Some very impressive numbers in there. Talking of which, here are some people with some very impressive numbers to their name too. Layla and Emmy have been looking into the fastest people in the world.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And my name is Emmy.
And today we are going to tell you about the top 10 fastest people ever.
1. Usain Bolt.
2. Tyson Gay.
3. Justin Gatlin.
4. Nesta Carter. 5. Christian Coleman.
6. Maurice Green.
7. Yuhan Blake.
8. Asper Powell.
9. Shelley Ann Fraser Price.
Finally, 10. Elaine Thompson Herrera. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have learnt something interesting today.
Bye.
Some absolute speedsters in there. And now Erin has got some speedsters of her own. Here she is talking about some of the rarest sharks in the world.
Hi, I'm Erin. Today I'm going to talk to you about the weirdest and rarest sharks in the world. Number 5. The whale shark is an amazingly rare shark found rarely on the surface of seas near Sydney. Number 4. The cockatoo goblin shark has only been found twice in the Mariana Trench. Number 3. The buck-toothed ghost shark is mostly invisible apart from its luminous blue outline, and it is also extremely dangerous. Number 2. The basking shark has a massive mouth. It has holes in its jaw that lead straight to its stomach. And number 1. The one and only four-headed great white shark has 4 mouths and 1 stomach. It must get very full.
Yes, it must indeed. Fascinating stuff, Erin. Thank you very much. Lots in there that I'd never known before. Next up, we have Erin back again, but this time with Sonia and Dylan, who have undertaken the teacher interview this week with one of their Year 3 teachers, Mrs. Reed.
Hello, Mrs. Reed.
Hello.
We have some questions for you.
How do you feel about being a teacher again?
Oh, well, that's actually, it's really nice because I've come back and I'm in the year group that I taught 3 years ago. So I'm actually teaching some of the children I taught again, and also I'm teaching some of the children who I knew before. So actually, it's really nice. It's lovely to see the children again.
Do you enjoy your career?
I do. And did you know, this year I would have been teaching for 20 years. I know I don't look old enough, but yeah, 20 years. And yes, I do, because I think to stick at a job for that long, especially teaching, when it can be quite hard and lots of work at times, yes, I do enjoy it.
How long have you been a teacher for?
Well, you can tell me, how long have I been a teacher for?
20 years.
Yeah.
What's your favourite subject to teach?
Definitely, I think you probably know this. Do you want to give a guess?
History.
Well done.
That's my favourite subject.
Oh yeah,
it's so
I love history. It's definitely my favourite subject, and even if it's something I don't know about, I really enjoy learning because I like learning about people. I also like teaching RE for the same reasons, because you learn about people and culture and what they do.
And you're my teacher for RE.
Yes.
And I also like history because it's gore and I like gory stuff.
Mm. But you know what, to be honest, I actually quite enjoy teaching all subjects. Probably not ICT, don't tell Mr. Gallagher, but I quite like teaching all subjects.
How would you rate teaching?
What, like as a job to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good job. I would definitely rate it high. Out of 10, I'll probably give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
When was the first time you started teaching?
Well, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And what day?
Oh, it was at the beginning of the new academic year. When I had my own class, it was September. And I taught a year 3 class. And a child who was in that class, because I was friends with their family, I became friends with their family, she was actually my godson's godmother. She's actually my son's godmother. So for my very first class.
Cool. How was your jury service?
It was really good. It was a lot of waiting around. It was quite a big responsibility.
Was it hard?
It was, because the hard bit was when you heard all the evidence and you had to decide if this person was guilty or not guilty. That's a lot of responsibility.
Was it guilty or not?
Well, there were three different counts. So three things he was accused of. And the first one he was found not guilty. And the second two, we couldn't get what's called a majority. So the jurors couldn't agree. You need to have at least 10 jurors agree whether or not he was guilty or not guilty. And we couldn't do that.
And what was he guilty for?
Well, there was three accounts. The first one was called assault. So that means hurting somebody. And the last two, and this is the one that we couldn't get a majority for, it wasn't a nice one. It was strangulation.
Oh,
so it wasn't very nice. So in that way, it wasn't nice. And having to make those decisions was a big responsibility.
So
but it was interesting.
Did he go to jail or not?
I don't know. He was already in jail. He was, so he came to the court from jail for the day.
How many years ago did he start here?
I had a conversation yesterday with somebody and we discussed it. I think it was 10 years ago.
Oh, so 20 years you were...
You were a teacher.
Yeah.
And then you started here 10 years ago.
Yeah. I think it was 10 years ago.
That is a lot, sir.
Yeah. And do you know what I did when I first came here?
What?
I job shared with Mrs. Lobo in year two.
Oh.
So we shared a class together. And I taught year six and some PE.
So did you share to get used to it?
Well, no, she needed somebody. Because she was a deputy head, she needed she had lots and lots of jobs to do. So she needed somebody to take her class. So we shared that class.
Who was the head then?
Mr. Dunn.
So then she became the head.
Yeah, when Mr. Dunn left, well, he retired.
That makes sense. So my uncle went here, and I think the Basil Flashman is named after Mr. Flashman because he was there.
Yes, it is the very first head. Yeah, absolutely right, Owen.
You are a brilliant teacher and always have been, don't you agree?
Of course I agree. Thanks, guys. I'll pay you later.
Thanks
for answering our questions.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Terrific interview, guys. Thank you very much. Lovely to hear from Mrs. Reed and lovely to have her back. We wrap up this week, as always, with music. So the intro music we heard this week was created on Incredibox by Charlie. And now to finish the show, here's Erin again playing Ode to Joy on the piano.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School podcast.